the rest of the story. It would have made a charming and romantic fairy tale had it not really happened once upon a time. It's the story of a beautiful young commoner and a handsome prince. The young lady was renowned and glamorous, helped to offset the unroyalty of her blood, and when they first met, the handsome prince was at once captivated. She was witty and cultured, a dazzling blonde in her 20s. She had attracted the most eligible bachelors the world over. He, the prince, by contrast, was a quiet man, dashing yet distinguished, more mature. The gossips of Europe, now don't get ahead of me here, the gossips of Europe delighted in speculation. Obviously, the prince was infatuated, but would he break his country's long-standing tradition and marry as his princess, not only a commoner, but a foreigner? Well, the answer was yes. The royal wedding was joyous, fabulous, captured the imaginations of kings and commoners far and wide. For while the princess herself was previously glamorous and famous, she became, through her marriage, an international superstar of the brightest magnitude. Well, by now you have surely guessed. The native nation of the beautiful princess was the United States of America. And her new country, the homeland of her husband, the prince, was a tiny yet glittery Mediterranean principality called Monaco. But this is the rest of the story. When the glamorous American-born princess first came to Monaco, the little country was a long-established mecca for gamblers. Its casinos were famous, but little else. Monte Carlo was a frivolous resort which attracted flashy people, but the sophistication was entirely superficial. So, Monaco's new princess accepted this image of her adopted country. But on the other hand, she personally found gambling utterly boring. What Monaco needed most, she confided to her prince, was civilization, cultural strength. The prince smiled. Just how, he inquired, did his young bride intend to civilize the home of his ancestors? Well, the princess not only showed him, but she showed all of Monaco. And eventually, all the world. To her adopted country, she brought grand opera. She brought great theater. She brought the very best of ballet. This tiny little principality, known theretofore primarily as an elegant gambling den, was soon transformed into a major cultural center. And it took an American girl, a commoner, to bestow upon Monaco the royal touch. Well, she's gone now, but it is for this that her memory lives on, the cultural contribution to Monaco of that country's first American-born princess, ravishing, internationally renowned socialite named Alice Heine, H-E-I-N-E. She came to the throne of Monaco in 1889, more than 100 years ago. Now you know the rest of the story.